Palestinian leaders say they are considering asking the United Nations to recognize an independent Palestinian state if peace talks do not resume with Israel. We asked Professor Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College his reaction to the idea.
Well, on the one hand, I think that they're shrewdly trying to use one of the few assets that they have at their disposal, which is the force of international opinion. The Palestinians recognize that in that regard, that they've been fairly successful in recent years, that there's a great deal of global frustration, particularly now at the Netanyahu government, at its attitudes toward the Palestinians. So I think by appealing not only to world opinion, but by UN legitimacy, that they're trying to play a hand that they think will be in their favor. On the other hand, realistically, there's no way that the United States would allow the Security Council to do that. But by being seen in a position to block such a move, it does create some pressure on the United States. And I think that's ultimately why they're doing this, not that they really expect that such a move would succeed, but that the Palestinians want to use the threat of doing so as a way of trying to leverage the United States to get more involved. It should be pointed out, actually, that as far back as 1988, the Palestinians declared a state. So in some ways, one wonders how many official declarations of statehood are going to be forthcoming here.
As you know, the Israeli Prime Minister is coming to the United States, and he'll be meeting with a lot of people, including top U.S. officials, to press his interests. What is your reaction to this visit?
It's going to be a key one. First of all, he will be meeting with, among other people, Vice President Joe Biden, who's played an important role, often behind the scenes, in the administration's efforts, and who felt very personally snubbed when, as he arrived in Israel for a visit a number of months ago, an announcement was made about a new settlement being built. So in some ways, it's going to be a fence-mending effort between not just the governments in general, but between Prime Minister Netanyahu and Vice President Biden. On the other hand, the Prime Minister will arrive in the wake of the American elections. The Israeli press was quick to point out the day after the U.S. congressional election that the Republican domination of the elections was something that was going to play very strongly into Israel's favor. That we would, according to the Israeli press, the new Republican-dominated House of Representatives would likely pressure President Obama to take a tougher stand toward Iran and to do more to improve his relations with Israel, which basically means put less pressure on Prime Minister Netanyahu. So I think it's going to be an important visit, but particularly important given the results of the American election.
Now, do you agree with the Israeli press?
I do. Well, first of all, it should be noted to our listeners overseas that both major parties, Democratic and Republican, traditionally, at least in the past 30 years, have been strongly pro-Israeli. And by pro-Israeli, I mean tend to support maximalist Israeli positions. So that isn't going to change. But there have already been statements to the effect of taking greater scrutiny toward American aid to the Palestinians, about trying to secure foreign aid to Israel. So they've already made some statements to the effect that America's relationship with Israel has to be improved, and that means putting less pressure on it. So I do tend to agree with that Israeli assessment.
Michael Fishbach, a professor at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.